It's Adele. Rumor has it from Easy Rock. And, you know, there's all these rumors about, you know, is this haunted? Is that haunted? Is there ghosts here? Are there ghosts there? And there's one man who knows, and that is Chris Holland. And Chris is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Wayne and Jane. How are you guys doing?
Terrific. How are you?
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
It's the season.
One of the best things I've done for Halloween was go and take the haunted trolley, stories of hauntings in Nelson.
Yeah, the Haunted Heritage Streetcar number 23. We're going to be doing that this Saturday. Just very excited. Sorry if I could just quickly tell everybody. Oh, my gosh. I work with the trolley guys, and we thought about it. And here's what's happening from now on. And this is the first time. It's going to be awesome. We shut down the trolley. It's done. But we're going to open it up on a special day, October 15th. We're going to do two runs, one at 4 o'clock and one at 5:30. And you're ready for this, Wayne? Ready?
Yep.
I've got a lot more stories. And quick aside, I just got my haircut yesterday. Boom! And they're dropping more haunted stories on me as I'm getting my haircut.
Everyone comes to you now.
I'm just like, the funny thing is like every story, they're like, no, don't tell about the building. I know we were there, but don't tell because the guy that owns it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So the league, the Nelson Paranormal League, we've been extremely busy over the last year. You know, it's funny. We got one. Phone call rings. I got to tell you, at least once a month, with a story or something going on.
But not just in Nelson. I hear you have a trail story.
Oh, I got one for you guys. Very quickly here for you guys. Just a special one for you. Everybody in trail need to get your heads up because in doing research, documented at the turn of the century, are you ready for this? Just over the border from trail. So in the mountains, you guys got lots of what? Minerals. Tecumseh's there and everything. Well, at the turn of the century, a guy had found a big, huge pot of gold, like a lot of gold, and he hid it. But, of course, jealousy ensued. Boom, somebody lobbed off his head.
Oh.
They found the head buried somewhere. Now, they found the head buried somewhere because it was significant, because two Scandinavian hikers were there prospecting in the bush, set up camp, and lo and behold, reported a headless prospector haunting their camp. Now, that's two people. Then another guy that lived there went into that area. Boom, the headless prospector was there.
Whoa!
It got to a point that it was reported that they felt that they needed to take the head that they found and bring it back up into the bush where the prospector had hidden his gold to try and bring the head back to the body so it would stop haunting. And guess what they didn't do?
What?
Exactly what I said. So guess what? You guys have wandering the mountains all around you. A headless prospector goes right out of Scooby-Doo. And I'm telling you, that's documented in the papers. I can't believe what we're finding now.
Wow. I've never heard that.
So when you go trick-or-treating, if somebody's got no head, give them extra candy.
Yeah, they can have it all.
These are awesome. So, again, it's coming up on the 15th.
Coming up on the 15th, but you know, we also got other stuff going on. We're going to be doing walking tours on the following Saturdays, the 22nd, the 29th, and on the 27th, oh my gosh, you haven't been on this one, and I highly recommend. It's very limited. It's called the Spirits of Nelson Haunted Pub Tour. We take them around, and that's this one.
Really?
The haunted trolley tours, kids can go on, but this one, adults only, because we talk about more stories that we've uncovered that are more macabre and disturbing, and I got to say right now, really fun around this time of the season.
I love it. Chris, thank you so much. You get us so excited about Halloween and these stories and the stuff that I learned, I still share with other people when I see them. We bring family and I go, here's a story about this, which I learned from Chris Holland. So we really need people to go check this out. Chris, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Wayne Jane. You can have a great happy Halloween!
There's Chris Holland.